CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
That jingle. I was warned. Jerry Shears, boss man, warned me that it had the iHeartRadio bit in it, and it scared me. My heart just jumped. I knew it was coming, still scared me. Anyway, good morning. Ari's not here today. She's venturing down to Hobart for a hens. God help them all down there. God help them all. If you listen closely outside over the weekend, you'll probably be able to hear her all the way from Hobart. But it's just me this morning, 6:08. Good morning. Heaps of stuff on the way. It's, of course, Prize Giving Friday. So everyone that took part in our competitions this week, listen out. You may be the winner. You may be drawn for all those great prizes. We'll play another round as well. So still a chance to be in the draw. Who dat this week? Today is with Seth Rogen. We'll have Word Sanger as well, Chorus Kings later on, Dog News, it's all in there. This is an event happening over the long weekend, the Pony Trials 2022 in Circular Head. It's happening Saturday, Sunday and Monday, the whole long weekend. I'll speak to Claudette before 9 o'clock. And also Friday Live, thanks to Mackie's Hotel, this week with Sword Bros. I almost became their drummer, so we'll have to get to the bottom of that too. So heaps of stuff on the way. Stay with us. We'll kick it off with Destiny's Child. Morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
CFM. It's Adam and Ari for breakfast. 6:16. Today's the day at 5 p.m. The state government will lift the mask mandate. This is the Premier speaking about it last week.
The 11th of March at 5 p.m. Masks will no longer be required for seated restaurants and cafes, excepting that staff in those settings will still be required to wear masks. But if you're going out for a meal on Friday night, you won't need to wear a mask if it's obviously you're sitting down to eat. Also, from this time, 5 p.m. Friday, the masks will no longer be required at large outdoor events of more than 1,000 people. So from Saturday next week, and I'll use, say, Salamanca Market as an example, masks won't need to be worn. And from Friday, again at 5 p.m, masks will no longer be mandatory in office settings. But businesses should refer to their own business continuity plans and COVID-safe plans. And you know, I'm certain that some businesses, especially small businesses that have key person dependencies, they may want to continue to wear masks, but that will be a matter for them. It won't be mandatory.
So that's today at 5 p.m. That is lifted. How are you feeling about it? I know the fellas and the ladies have had different experiences. Based on the ladies I know, different experiences with the mask. The girls I know have felt two ways about it. One, it's good that they don't have to put makeup on, or they don't feel like they have to. They put the mask on. But then if they do put the makeup on, the mask rubs it off. So I think the fellas and ladies have had different experiences with the masks. But yeah, a bit of a relief. 5 p.m. this Friday. They're really not required, even at restaurants and bars and stuff like that. And they're not required at workplaces, although staff at retail settings will be wearing them. And small businesses, as the Premier said there, may still want to get their staff to wear them just so that they have the staff to cover what they need rather than the staff getting sick. But yeah, it's all 5 p.m. today is when it's all being lifted.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
All right, I've got a lineup of three audio clips. Only one of them is the real Seth Rogen. A very distinct voice. We have done him before, but these are different clips. So I'm going to play you three clips. You tell me which one is the real Seth Rogen at 1-300-655-922. And you'll go into the draw for a double pass to the Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens. That'll be drawn today too for Prize Giving Friday. All right, here we go. Clip A.
When I was in school, I flatulated head of my class.
Clip B.
And that's the all-new GMC Sierra 1500 pickup truck.
Clip C.
It's only illegal if you get caught. I'd grow it in these underground tunnels with gigantic grow lights. I've been reading up on it.
A, B, or C. Only one of those clips is the real Seth Rogen. I'll run them again real quick. A.
When I was in school, I flatulated head of my class.
B.
And that's the all-new GMC Sierra 1500 pickup truck.
And C.
Illegal if you get caught. I'd grow it in these underground tunnels with gigantic grow lights. I've been reading up on it.
1-300-655-922. Tell me which one's the real Seth Rogen to go into the draw for the double pass to Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens. It's the weekend on Seeds.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Zach from Guns Plains is on to play Who Dat. What are you up to this morning, Zach?
I'm sitting at work, mate.
Okay, I'll give you the clips again. You tell me which one is Seth Rogen. This is clip A.
When I was in school, I flatulated head of my class.
Clip B.
And that's the all-new GMC Sierra 1500 pickup truck.
And we got clip C.
Only illegal if you get caught. I'd grow it in these underground tunnels with gigantic grow lights. I've been reading up on it.
All right, Zach, which one's Seth?
I'm guessing, say, clip C.
It's only illegal if you get caught. I'd grow it in these underground tunnels.
That's correct. That is Seth Rogen in his audition for Freaks and Geeks. Zach, you've done it, mate.
Champion.
You're in the draw for the double pass to the Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens. Clip B was Will Arnett. Clip A was a fella on YouTube called SNL Star doing an impression. Didn't fool you, Zach. You got it.
Cheers, mate.
Just while I got you, what's the last chocolate you always leave in a favourites box?
It'd have to be the Milky Ways.
The Milky Ways. You don't like them?
Nah.
Yeah, they're a bit boring, aren't they?
Yeah, true.
Correct
that.
Again, Zach.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
11th of March today. Let's have a look at it. You and I, no Ari. On this day in 1818, Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley, was published.
Oh, it's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
That's Mary Shelley herself when she got the first copy back from the publishers. On this day in 1845, self-raising flour was patented by Henry Jones. Changed the world. The flour raised itself. On this day in 1961, the Ken doll, boyfriend doll of Barbie, first went on sale.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure.
And on this day in 1996, the three surviving Beatles turned down $225 million to do a reunion tour because...
Can't buy me love.
$225 million's a lot to turn down. So I imagine they already had plenty of money. And on this day in 2018, the Black Panther became the fifth Marvel movie to earn $1 billion worldwide.
The Black Panther has been the protector of Wakanda for generations.
And that's history.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Yes, good morning, 7:08 on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. There's no Ari with me today. She's heading down to Hobart for that hens we've been talking about. But if we listen closely, we can probably hear her. She's very loud. Hear her in the distance. Can we hear her? Hang on.
I am alive.
Yeah, we're picking her up. We can still pick her up. We're asking on our Facebook page today, at CFM Tasmania, what's the first thing you eat from a favourites box and what's the last thing? Me, personally, I'm the opposite of Nathan Polk here. Nathan's posted, Morrow first, boost last. Come on, Nathan. What are you doing? I know. It's Morrow last every time, surely. And the boost first. I love the boost. A lot of people are getting stuck into the Turkish delight. Some people love it. They go the Turkish first. They go the Turkish last, other people. Divides people. I don't think there's anyone sitting on the fence when it comes to the Turkish delight, but have your say at CFM Tasmania on Facebook or call me 1300 655 922. We'll have a hot debate coming up before 8 o'clock. Your chance to go into the draw for $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks by playing Word Sanger. Dog news coming up, and it's Friday, so we'll have Friday Live for Mackie's Hotel. Live music every Saturday. It's Mackie's time. This week, Swords Bros are going to feature on Friday Live. I was almost their drummer. So that's got to be the first question I've got to ask is, what happened? I was going to be your drummer. That's all coming up before 8. This is Shouse on C.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
The Starfish Nippers program is coming to the Northwest Coast this weekend. It's coming to Ulverston with volunteer support from the Penguin Surf Lifesaving Club. So Saturday and Sunday this weekend it's happening. Registrations for it are closed, but it's worth a shout out. Just in case you want to get involved next time, and just so you're aware of what they do, Surf Life Lifesaving Tasmania, in partnership with Variety, the children's charity, Tasmania is proud to provide Tasmanian kids living with disability the opportunity to take part in surf life-saving activity through the Starfish Nippers program, rolling out across Tassie beaches this February and March. So it's happening in Ulverston this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Surf lifesavers from the Ulverston and Penguin Surf Lifesaving Clubs will volunteer their time to work one-on-one with a child through the Starfish Nippers program. So if you'd like more information on it and to keep an eye on when they're going to do this again next time, you can head to slst.asn.au, slst.asn.au, and go to the Train With Us section, and it's there. It's the Starfish Nippers program, and it's coming to the northwest coast this weekend in Ulverston. Well, the world's biggest dog show, it's happening right now in England, right now as we speak, and it's running all weekend. Tens of thousands of dogs and their owners are expected to return for the world's biggest dog show, taking place now until Sunday, as Crufts makes a comeback after a two-year absence because of COVID. So the last edition was in March 2020, just before Britain locked down as coronavirus swept the globe and before the country geared up to leave the EU after Brexit. But... And so the stuff going on in Russia is affecting the dog world as well, because Russian dog owners and their animals have been banned from attending after organisers at the Kennel Club condemned Moscow's invasion of the Ukraine. The decision affects about 30 Russian owners and breeders and 51 dogs that had been due to participate in the show, which was first held way back in 1891. It's donating £50,000 or $66,000 to help partner organisations in Ukraine, Poland and Hungary help breeders, owners and their dogs affected by the conflict. Following an uncertain few years, we were anticipating lower entry numbers owing to both changes in pet travel in the aftermath of Brexit, as well as the impact of the pandemic, with many people unable to travel, particularly those from overseas, or being unable to commit to travel at this time, the Kennel Club told AFP. Of those, just over 1,800 are from overseas, well down on the more than 3,000 foreign entrants in various competitions in the show 2 years ago. The winner of the 2020 show, by the way, was Maisie, a wire-haired dash hound. So good luck to all the dogs over there. Godspeed.
No, I just
all's well that ends well.
I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Marshmallow with his big head there, featuring the Jonas Brothers, regular sized heads for them. It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, 21 minutes to 8.
Word Sanger.
Something.
All right, our word machine, he's a supreme gentleman. His name's Theo. He gives you two words. You guess the word that goes in the middle to link them all up, to make up the Sanger. If you get the word right, you're in the draw for $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. It's all good if it's a wood heater from Jensen's Quality Metalworks. That'll be drawn today too, because it's Prize Giving Friday today. The phone number's 1-300-655-922 to play. And here are the words.
Your words for today are chock and gear.
Thank you, Theo. Chock and gear. What's the word that goes in the middle of chock and gear? At 1-300-655-922. Chock something. Something gear. What's that something? 1-300-655-922 if you know.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Paul from Ryanna is on the phone. Just before we play Word Sanger, can I just ask you, Paul, what's always the last chocolate that's left in a box of favourites for you?
Probably a coffee flavoured one.
A coffee? They don't have a coffee one. They've got the Dairy Milk, Caramello, Dream, Old Gold.
Sorry, in the favourites, the white one would be left.
The white choc?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you, Paul, yeah. It's not as good as the regular choc. All right, I'll get Theo to give you the words and you tell us what's in the middle.
Your words for today are choc and gear.
What's that middle word, Paul?
That's top.
The word for my Sanger is top. Chock top. Top gear.
It is, Paul. Nice one. You like a chock top?
Yeah, I don't mind a chock top.
What about Top Gear? You ever watch that?
Loved it, but didn't like the American version.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Thanks, Paul. You are in the draw for that $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. We'll draw it today because it's Prize Giving Friday. Congrats.
Lovely. Thank you.
Friday, Live, showcasing local talent on the Northwest Coast.
It's CFM's Live and Local for Mackie's Hotel. Live music every Saturday, it's Mackie's time. On this week's Friday Live, we have Nick from Swords Bros. We're going to play their song, The Ballad of Debbie and Doug, very shortly. First, we'll have a chat with Nick. Thanks for being with us, Nick.
No, thank you.
Yes. Now, first, I've got to start off with, I was almost your guy's drummer. What happened?
Unfortunately, there's a few people that have got in touch that we've done that. We got the kid we wanted all along, and he's just a perfect fit. So
yeah, well,
gotta jump on it.
Well, I can both flam and paradiddle. Can he do that?
Ooh. I'll have to check.
To be honest, Nick, I actually can't really paradiddle. I just like the words flam and paradiddle. So
it's a very nice word. I'll give you that.
So this song we're going to hear, The Ballad of Debbie and Doug, you recorded this with Dave Venter. Tell us about him.
Yeah, well, he's recorded all our stuff that we've done and will very likely continue to do so. He lives around the corner from me, which helps. And I've known him for years and years, so
yeah, right.
The record people you know.
So does he live in the Devonport area? Is that where he records?
Yes. Got it from home. He's just put in a new studio, which is awesome.
Yeah, cool. Because I, a long time ago, 2008, I was in a band. We recorded with him. He was originally in Lonnie, and then halfway through the recording, he did move to Devonport, so he must have been there ever since then.
Yeah, right.
But
cool.
He is good, isn't he?
Very good. Very good.
So do you have any gigs coming up, Swords Bros?
We did. So just in the last few weeks, we've finally got a full band lineup because we were still waiting on said drummer and a bassist. But now we've got about 12 songs written, so just got to all learn them, and that's the next step.
Yeah, cool. And so this song, The Ballad of Debbie and Doug, is this from a wider release, like an album, something like that?
This is probably the last single we're going to do on its own, as we've started recording an EP, but it's going to take a while, probably 4 or 5 songs there.
Yeah.
Be next.
Yeah, cool. So if people want to keep track of that and make sure they're aware when it comes out, where can they go? Where are you on the internet?
Yeah. So we've got a Facebook, which is probably our main thing. Followed by an Instagram, and we've started a TikTok.
Oh, down with the kids, mate.
Absolutely. You gotta.
How's that going? You going viral yet?
No, not at all.
Oh, man. Soon.
Baby steps.
You just got to tickle that algorithm somehow.
That's it. If you know any tricks, let me know.
Flam and paradiddle. That'll do it. On TikTok. Bam. Viral.
Done.
Well, Nick, so what's this song about, the Ballad of Debbie and Doug, just before we play it?
This song, it's about relationship issues, really. It's completely fictional, and it's not a joking subject, but we tried to make it sound light and easy, but they work things out in the end, one way or another.
Sometimes I find those heavier subjects are the funnest to joke about or to make light of anyway. It sort of helps.
Yeah, it's one way to get it through that's not so full on. But it's all in fun, this one.
Okay. Well, thanks for being with us, Nick. That's Nick from Swords Bros. We're going to hear their song now, The Ballad of Debbie and Doug, on CFM's Friday Live. And remember, Nick, if you need a drummer, I can flam and paradiddle.
I'll keep you on the book.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate your time.
Cheers, man. Thank you.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. 8:10 on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. There's no Ari with me today. She's heading down to Hobart for an almighty hens. But if we listen closely, really closely, I think we can hear her. You can always hear her no matter where you are in the world because she's so loud. Let's listen in. Yeah, still picking her up. Up next, we'll check in with Renna from the CFM Street Team.
Love, love, love.
She's going to be at CFM HQ in Devonport, 2 Hillcrest Road. Head there now. She's going to be playing a game of Show Me Your Dance Moves. So head there now and make sure you got your dancing shoes on. Coming up this hour, birthday book, Chorus Kings. That's a chance to win $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. And I'll be talking to Claudette about the Pony Trials 2022. That's happening this long weekend in Circular Head. All right, who's ready for the weekend? By the way, me. Can't wait. This is Michael Gray, The Weekend, CFM 8:11.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Definitely can't wait. It's a long weekend. That's Michael Gray, The Weeknd on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, 14 minutes past eight. Let's go check in with Rena.
Love, love, love.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
Hey, Rena, you know the favourites box, the Cadbury favourites box. What's the last one that you eat in there?
Hello, I think it's the pineapple.
The pineapple. I don't know if they're in favourites. I don't know.
I know. I was thinking about the box there in the admin office.
Oh.
The account manager, sorry.
Yeah, there might be a special edition pineapple version in there.
You know the one when you pay $1 and then you'll donate it? Something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The fundraiser boxes.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Go you.
Pineapple. Pineapple is no good, though. You're correct about that.
I think the last one that I eat is the picnic one.
Ah, okay.
Is that in the favourites?
Yeah, that's in the favourites, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go. I got it.
Yeah. Nice one. Where are you? What do you got, Rena?
I'm here on, of course, our radio station, 2 Hillcrest Road, Devonport. And it's so easy to score a prize this morning. Just show me your best dance moves and I'll give you a wild shampoo and conditioner, herbs and honey, thanks to the Wholeness Co. in Ulverston, the home of healthy living. Cripps Master Loaf, baking for Tasmanians since 1878. And of course, the first one to play or dance will get a picnic blanket from Winkler Electrical. I already have some of our favorite people here in front of me. Can I have your name, please?
Beth. Carrie.
All right, come on.
Tyler.
One more.
Dino.
There you go. And they're going to show me their best dance moves. Have a look at our Facebook page in the story or in Instagram. I will post them in there.
Excellent work, Rena.
Thank you. It's the CFM Cruiser powered by Harvey Norman Devonport.
Nice one. 2 Hillcrest Road, go find her. Next up, birthday book. Last chance to get your last minute entries in at cfmtaz.com.au.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me.
Alrighty, birthday shout-out time on CFM. Firstly, I have Phil on the phone at 1300 655 922 with a birthday shout-out. Go, Phil.
Oh, yeah, to Alistair at Minor 10 and Burnie. Yeah, 46th birthday. People go and wish him happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Alistair. So he works out there at Minor 10?
Yeah, yep, that's it.
Happy birthday, Alistair. 46 from Phil. Everyone going to Minor 10 in Burnie and give him a gift.
Yeah.
Good on you, Phil. The rest of these are submitted through the website, cfmtaz.com.au. So they're in the draw to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport, Marquee Photo Booth, and lots more. We'll draw the winner of that today as well for Prize Giving Friday. All right, we have Kayla Shields from Upper Burnie. Happy 17th birthday, Kayla. Have a nice day at school today and enjoy your night out in Lonnie tonight. Love from Mum and Dad. Jet from Somerset. Happy birthday, little bro. Hope you have a great 7th. Love you from your big sister, Summer. We have Sammy Joe French from Wynyard. To the best mum ever, a big happy birthday. Lots of love, Charlie, Winter, Edie and Ava. And another one for Sammy Joe French from Wynyard. Happy birthday, baby. Lots of love from Nick. We have Ross from Smithton. Happy birthday, Dad. I hope you have an amazing birthday. You're turning 55. You're officially old. Love always, AK, your amazing daughter. Declan Ivory from Devonport. Happy birthday, Declan. Have the best day. We love you, Mum and Caleb. Times two, it says there too. Jax Peters Jenner from West Ulverston. Happy 9th birthday, Jackie Legs. Love, Mum. Ryan, Braden, KJ, Cameron, Lucy, Dar, Pop, Auntie and Uncle. Have an amazing birthday, Superstar. Remember cfmtaz.com.au to get your birthday entries in.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
I have Sierra on the phone at 1300 655 922 with a birthday shout out. Go for it, Sierra.
Nathan Lynn, and he's turning 15.
Happy birthday, Nathan. Happy 15th from Sierra. Is that from anyone else too?
Yes.
Who?
Dad. Nicole, Toby and Logan and Marley.
Oh, happy birthday, Nathan. Are you going to see him today for his birthday?
Yes.
Oh, you got anything special planned?
Not sure yet.
See how it goes.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
I have a strange lady on the line at the moment by the name of Ariel Ackland.
Oh, I know. Weird, right?
How can I...
Roadworks happening.
Is there? Where are they happening?
Back of Sassafras.
Back of Sassafras. Okay.
Yep, just an FYI for anyone on the coast.
Yeah, you going through Sassafras right now?
Yeah, I'm just at a stop. Do you want a Tinder update?
Oh, please, yes.
Okay, Tinder update is, he asked why we wanted to call him, and I said, mate, speed dating, of course.
Yeah.
And said maybe next time.
Well, he better.
Yeah, exactly. So Tuesday, we better lock it in the schedule.
I'll write it down here, Tinder boy. Lock him in for Tuesday. All right, he's locked in.
Okay.
No backing out now from him. I know he's listening probably.
No backing out now.
Do you think he's listening?
Maybe. Who knows?
If it was me, I would listen. If I was on Tinder with a lady that was on the radio and they were trying to get me to call, I'd tune in and be like, what's this all about? So he's probably listening right now.
Well, shout out to Tinder boy then.
Go Tinder boy. All right, thanks, Ari. I'm hanging up now. I've got to keep the phones clear for Chorus Kings, which is next at 1-300-655-922. Get your vocal cords ready. Get your crayon ready. This is Taylor Swift.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Now's your chance to go into the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics by singing some Cardigans with me.
Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it! That's right, $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics is up for grabs. We'll draw the winner because it's Prize Giving Friday as well, so we'll draw that later in the show. That's right, Cardigans today we're playing with. The phone number's 1-300-655-922. I'll give you a line of a Cardigans song and you give me the next line. That's it, and then you're today's winner. Here's the line.
So I cry and I pray and
I think it's pretty easy. 1-300-655-922 with the next line. Here it is again.
So I cry and I pray and I think.
1-300-655-922. What's the next bit?
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it. Chris from Kingswood's on with me. Are you a Cardigans fan, Chris?
Yes.
You like this song?
Yes.
I reckon you'll know the next line, all right? I'll give you this line. You give me the next line, all right? Let's do it.
So I cry and I pray and I think.
Go, Chris.
Love me, say that you love me.
Nice. You're our chorus king today, Chris. You're in the draw for that $50 voucher to Leading Edge Electronics. We'll draw it today too for Prize Giving Friday.
Good stuff. Thank you very much.
Well, I got you here, Chris. What about Cadbury's favourites? Do you like them?
Yes, certainly do.
Now, what's your least favourite in the box? What's always sitting there at the end of the...
Oh, the caramel one.
The caramel one. You don't like caramel?
No.
It's interesting. Everyone's got a different least favourite. Nice. Thanks for that, Chris. And stay there. Okay. I'll grab your phone number.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
With me on the phone is Claudette Hickey from Circular Head Pony Club. She's on to tell us about this week's event. It's the Pony Club Trials 2022 Championship. It runs all this long weekend, so starting Saturday, there's an event on Sunday and also one on Monday. Thanks for being with us, Claudette. Tell us about the event this weekend.
It's starting Saturday with our first discipline, which is our dressage. It's a free event. And the big day to come and watch, if you're unaware of horsing, is the Sunday, which is the trials event, which is a series of 20-odd jumps with different height levels. We have 91 riders and 104 horses competing, and it all finishes on the Monday, where it's a show jumping, which is a series of 10 or 12 jumps. If they clear all the jumps and continue to have had a good run throughout the weekend, we get our our winners of each section.
And what time does it kick off each day?
Most days are starting at 8:30 in the morning. It's a free event to come and visit. There'll be full canteen and coffee facilities.
Now, something like this weekend's event must take a lot of time and planning and preparation. How much of that hard work has gone into this?
It has been, 2 years in the making. We have a mainland course designer who's been here for the last month putting it all together. And we look forward to having lots of horse floats come into the district at Circular Head on the weekend. So all the traffic people out there could be very aware there'll be lots of floats on the road coming to Smithton.
Any horses trotting along the road?
No.
Oh, okay.
No horses trotting on the road. Hopefully they're contained nicely in the box.
Okay, and they've put together a nice little area for it at Tall Timbers, is that right?
That's correct, yes. It's out the back of their facility, so you go past their actual premises, and then you'll see the gate, which has two lovely big wooden carved horses on the gateway. And anyone's free to drive in slowly and wander around and enjoy the day.
Yeah, fantastic. And what if people who are curious and they check it out and they decide maybe they'd like to get into horses, can they contact you guys at the Circular Head Pony Club? Is that something you do with, like, beginners?
They certainly do, yes. We've been very fortunate this year that we have had a couple of open days, so people that even think they may be interested in horses or their children may be interested in horses, but are not knowledgeable in what it entails. They're always welcome to come to our rallies, which are held generally monthly, but also weather permitting in this area. But we're a small club with a big heart of gold, and it's a wonderful warm environment where everybody's welcome at any time.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun, and that's this weekend down at Circular Head at Tall Timbers. Go check it out. Thanks so much, Claudette, for telling us about it.
Thank you very much.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Yes, and good morning. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to Fancy Friday. I don't know if you've been keeping track of the Facebook page. At CFM Tasmania is where you can find it. But Renna of the street team was out there. She's looking fancy. She took a picture with a punter that was out there to get the free stuff. He's looking fancy too. Just look at him. He's looking fancier than me. It makes me feel bad. Because Ari's not here, I thought I could get away with smart casual today. But I know Darren Kerwin next door, he's keeping me honest. He's always like, well, that's smart casual, that's not fancy. I've got a button-up short sleeve and some check pants and some boots, but this picture on our Facebook page, he's got a full suit going on. He's put me to shame. And Renna's looking fancier than me too. I feel a little... I thought I could get away with it without Ari here, but, you know, I didn't. Ari not in this morning, but we can always hear her. Let's just listen out. I know she... Last we heard, she was going through Sassafras. Can we still hear her? Yeah, we can still hear her. She's getting further away, though. She's heading towards Hobart for a hen's night. Now, I woke up this morning to weird news. Now, you might have heard this in the news update, but Annette Hancock was involved with the murder that happened down in Hobart. I used to play indoor cricket with her son. I got a message from my mum this morning saying Annette Hancock was involved. Well, she said the murder that happened in Hobart, that was Annette Hancock. And I thought that Annette had been killed. But it turns out she's the one that allegedly... did the murdering. So that's pretty weird. I hope her son's okay. Yeah, I used to play indoor cricket with him. I haven't seen him in a long time, but just weird. Strange.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Done for the day, done for the week. I'm going to get out of here, but before I do, I've got to dish out some prizes to people who played our games this week during the show.
Prize Giving Friday.
Yes, indeed. All right, for playing Who Dat this week with us. A double pass to the Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens is going to you, Chris from Burnie. For playing Word Sanger this week, $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks is going to you, Paul from Ryanna. For having a sing-along with us for Chorus Kings this week, Katie from La Trobe, you've got $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. And for entering in our birthday book this week, $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport's going to you, Adam Fisher from Forth. Enjoy your prizes, everyone. Enjoy your long weekend. Ari and I will be back Tuesday morning from 6. We'll hear all about Ari's antics down in Hobart during that hens over the long weekend. God help them all down there. Remember, you can share in over $30,000 worth of prizes, including a brand new 2022 Volkswagen Polo, but being part of our CFM and Devonport and Burnie Volkswagen's biggest ever footy tipping competition ever. So you've got to be in it to win it, though. CFMTAS.com.au to register for that one. Takesha has your workday hits next. See you later.